Plus, never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
We owe you an apology because we were wrong. Nathan Marzion stomped his hands and his fists. They are not firing Adrian Griffin during the season. Stop saying it. Leave us alone. I agreed. I was like, they're not firing him during the season. They're going to give him one year at least through the playoffs, and then maybe they'll fire him. But he's going to at least get a playoff run. Well, Nathan, you and I were wrong. Adrian Griffin fired by the Milwaukee Bucks. Joe Prunty, Mr. Interim Milwaukee Bucks head coach, back in that position yet again as he takes over, just like he did when Jason Kidd got fired. Now he gets to take over while Adrian Griffin is fired. Before we get into the Doc Rivers angle of this, I want to know, where were you? What were you doing? What was your reaction? How did you find out that Adrian Griffin was fired by the Milwaukee Bucks?
I was just at my desk at work. I see Twitter notification pop up. Look over. It's Adrian Wojnarowski, and it just says Milwaukee is dismissing Adrian Griffin. And I knew it was real because I only get those notifications. It was the same with when the Dame trade happened. I only get those when it's I have it on for the real Woj. So once I saw it, I knew, I was like, this is legit. And yeah, I mean, it was just shocking, you know, and, you know, to be fair, I mean, yes, we were both wrong, but neither of us ever was like, it would be the worst thing if he was fired. We never have been the biggest Griffin supporters on this podcast, but I think we both were just like, it's not going to happen. You know, they're giving him the rest of the season. We might as well just hope that it works out and you know, just hope that it gets better throughout the season. Cause you know, they're giving him this season and it won't happen until after the playoffs if they lose. But yeah, just shocking to see it happen, you know, right away, especially coming off of, you know, back-to-back wins. I know they weren't the prettiest wins, but coming off of two wins and you're 30-13 and just something the NBA has not seen since basically David Blatt with the Cavs in 2016, where a team is among the top of their conference, you know, a true contender, and all of a sudden they're firing their coach. So yeah, just completely shocking. Like, I never expected them to do this, but again, I mean, it's not, to me, it wasn't ever anything that I was like, I never was totally defending Griffin saying, oh no, he's great. He's a great coach. He's doing everything right. No, I did have hope that it would get better. I did have, you know, hope that if they made a trade, it could work out and everything. Cause I just, again, I was like, I don't see any other option. Like, I feel like this is his season. We might as well hope that it's going to get better with him, because I didn't think there was any chance they were going to get rid of him. But, you know, they're not messing around. They are, they're not wasting any time, man. They're ready to go. I guess Giannis, Dame, and Chris, it sounded like kind of were not believing in him anymore as much, and they were not totally bought in. So if that's the case, this probably is a good thing. If those guys were not bought in and those guys were unhappy and there was so much confusion and unhappiness in that locker room, well, then, yeah, it's probably best I did this earlier, get it out of the way rather than wait the entire year. But I didn't know that was going on. I didn't know the extent to which things were going poorly. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I guess it's probably a good thing in the long run that they got this done right away.
I will tell you what I was doing when this news broke, Marzia. I had gotten a call to go to my kid's grade school, second grader, to go get him because my kid was in a tremendous amount of pain in his neck and had all kinds of issues. So I had to go pick him up and then turn around and then drive out to the doctor in Brookfield. We go out to Milestone Pediatrics and drive out there. So as I'm driving on the interstate, I get a text message from my buddy with a picture of Woj firing Adrian Griffin. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm driving on the interstate with my kid who's like pretty much crying in the backseat about how much pain he's in. And now this is going to happen while I'm driving. There's nothing I can do about it at this point. So clearly my phone was blowing up from that moment forward with everybody freaking out over Adrian Griffin getting fired. I am stunned that this happened. I didn't think it would happen. Having said that, I would like to know, if I had questions, who initiated this conversation in December that they have a problem and something needs to be done? So, like, was this conversation initiated when Terry Stotts said, to hell with y'all, I'm out, and walked out? At that point, did they have a private conversation, maybe Horst and Fagan and some of the owners, and say, hey, man, This may not have been so smart. Maybe we made a mistake here. Is that when the questioning started happening of Adrian Griffin before the season even started? Or at what point did they all privately start questioning whether or not they screwed up hiring Adrian Griffin? Because as you know, and I got an email from Mark Stein, because I'm signed up. I don't pay for a service. I'm signed up. And the headline pretty much was, you know, Giannis wanted Adrian Griffin, and now he's out. And they listened to Giannis. And at the time, you and I think both said, well, he would have been our third choice probably. But if Giannis wants him, well, then by God, you got to do what Giannis wants. And I think that's probably always going to be the case, even though Giannis clearly messed up on this one. I think you still have to listen to Giannis going forward, Nathan.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I had this conversation with some of my friends today where they're like, do you listen to Giannis anymore, blah, blah, blah. And number one, I still don't think that the Bucks hiring Adrian Griffin was 100% because just of Giannis. I think, in my opinion, I could be wrong on this, but in my opinion, from what I know and from what I read, it sounds, and just from common sense to me, it sounds like they probably liked Nick Nurse more, and they were like, Griffin's fine, you know, we're okay hiring Griffin, but we'd rather have Nick Nurse. And Giannis did not want Nick Nurse and was like, I don't like him, I don't want him. So they said, and was like, I like Griffin better. So they said, okay, we'll go with Adrian Griffin. I do not think this was everyone in the organization wants Nick Nurse 100%. Nobody likes Adrian Griffin. Nobody wants to hire Adrian Griffin, but only Giannis came in and said, I like that guy. I want Adrian Griffin. And they overrode everything else and took Adrian Griffin. If Giannis was the only person in that whole organization that had any interest in Adrian Griffin, then yes, I'd be like that was wrong to override every single person and take and go against every person's wishes to hire Adrian Griffin. But I would have to imagine, you know, they said that the owners, that Chris met with Adrian Griffin. I'd have to imagine there were several people that were like, we'd be fine with Adrian Griffin. We'd be comfortable with Adrian Griffin. Again, I don't know if it was everyone's, I don't think it was their first choice. I think their first choice was Nick Nurse, but I think it was a position where they're like, okay, Giannis wants this guy and we're okay hiring him. So we will hire him. And to me, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't think anyone's in the wrong there. I don't think Giannis is in the wrong for saying this. I don't like Nick Nurse. He has every right to say, I don't want to play for this guy. I don't like him if he doesn't like him. And if, as long as the organization doesn't feel like they are completely doing something wrong and only listening to their superstar, then there's nothing wrong with them saying, we'll go with Adrian Griffin. Even if Nick Nurse is our first choice, we'll go with our second choice that we still do kind of like because Giannis likes it. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, again, if they all hated him and they're saying, we hate this guy, but we're only doing it because Giannis likes it, then that's a problem. You shouldn't hire a guy that everyone doesn't like except for one. But again, I don't think that was the case. But to me, yeah, I mean, that's how I think all these things kind of go. I don't think it's ever just one person that is just the only one making the decision in the organization. I think you always are going to take into account Giannis's wishes and ask what his opinion. And if there's somebody he really does not like, you can't hire that person. You can't trade for that person. You can't do it. If Giannis said, I do not want to play with Steph Curry. I don't like Steph Curry. I will not play with him. No matter how much you disagree and say, man, that would be awesome if we had Steph Curry, you can't do that. You just can't do it. And if Giannis says, I don't want Nick Nurse, as much as you want him, you can't hire Nick Nurse. So I don't have a problem with them not hiring Nick Nurse. If Giannis doesn't want it, he doesn't want it. Now, again, I don't know how much they liked Griffin, but I'm assuming they liked him enough that they were okay hiring him, you know, when Giannis approved it and Giannis liked it. They were comfortable with having Adrian Griffin. So once again, I think that going forward, you continue to ask for Giannis's opinion on this stuff. You're not going to go against everything you believe just because Giannis likes one thing. But you're always going to ask his opinion, and you're never going to do something that he does not want to do. So that I think doesn't change.